Kujaya Babu. Awe Kujai Bambu na platere. Alright, allez, mes bouchons, allez. Ah ouais, allez. Rendez-vous, c'était ouais, WMFO. Medford, Malé.
Mais, ça c'est Kujai. Kujasa abjoué formalé, kujasa abjoué moins poilé, kujasa abjoué formalé, ou mal dansé sou point bouqué. Oh yeah, wow, oh yeah, wow, kujasa abjoué formalé, kujasa abjoué moins poilé, kujasa abjoué formalé, ou mal dansé sou point bouqué.
Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to Sound of Skill Catch Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. What's up, guys? Usually we're here on Tuesdays, but there's not going to be a Tuesday show this week because I have an essay due on Tuesday, so we're having a Sunday show this week. It is a very, very special event. Because today we have... And I'll turn the mics on now that everyone is actually in the room. My sister Abby's here, as well as Mia's here as always, and then Mia's sister Ava is also here.
Hey. Hi, everyone!
If I get close like this,
here.
Yeah, and then people can hear you. Nice. Today we are going to be listening to some bootleg Dylan. This is a record that we have from out of the collection. Originally, the sleeve was used to store Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. First song is supposedly Mixed Up Confusion.
I know. You can listen to yourself on the headphones. Yours should be that one.
This one.
Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we all like Bob Dylan here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Sure do.
And everyone here but Ava has seen the Bob Dylan movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
We've been talking about it a lot on the show lately.
Yes.
Since its release. Increased the amount that we talk about Bob Dylan significantly, but there's always a topic on our minds. I don't know which bootleg this is, but we've got a version of Talking John Birch Society Blues. I Was Young When I Left Home. That's a good one for today.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, really rainy night.
Yeah.
Turned out to be.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like when we just started getting here, it started pouring.
Sister's all gone wrong.
Let's get us started.
Right way.
Yeah, a cappella.
Confusion, man, and it's a killing me. There's just too many people.
All right, this is bugging a little bit. It's only playing out of one channel. Let me get this fixed, and then we'll be right back. There we go, that's much better. Sorry for the confusion. Mixed up confusion.
I got mixed up confusion. Man, and it's a killing me. There's just too many people. And they're all too hard to please.
First song, Mixed Up Confusion, and then we're gonna hear some piano, and then I'll keep it with Miles.
Mm-hmm.
1961, 62, Bob Dylan could play the piano? The verdict's still out, but I think it might be, the answer might be no. He was really just banging on that, and more than once I thought he was going to play Jingle Bells.
Tickling the ivories he was.
This is another early version of a classic. This is Talking John Birch Blues, Paranoid Blues, Society Blues. This is an outtake for Freewheelin' Bob Dylan from 1962. He was supposed to play on the Ed Sullivan Show, but they wouldn't play because he wanted to play this song.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that pop bullshit.
And you search for what is not lost. Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind, but if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me. I'll keep it with mine. If I say I'm loving you, not for what you are, but what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you set out to find. Time. Come on, give it to me. I'll keep it with mine. Train leaves at 10:30. But it will be back in the same old spot again. The conductor,
feeling low down and blue. I didn't know what in the world I was gonna do. Them communists, they were coming around. They were in the air, they were all over the ground. They wouldn't give me no peace. Well, I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, started walking off down the road. Oh boy, I'm a real John Bircher now. Look out, you commies. Well, we all agree with Hitler's view. Although he killed 6 million Jews, it don't matter too much if he was a fascist. At least you can't say he was a communist. That's to say, like, if you got a cold, it
Take a shot of malaria. Well, I was looking everywhere for them reds. I got up in the morning, looked under my bed, looked in the stove, behind the door, looked in the glove compartment of my car. Couldn't find them. Well, I looked underneath everything, behind a chair, looking for them reds everywhere. I even looked up my chimney hole, looked out deep inside my toilet bowl. They got away. When I was home alone, I started to sweat. I figured they was inside my TV set. Peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet right up to my brain. Them reds caused it. I know they did, them hardcore ones. Well, I quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues in my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes on the American flag. Oh, Betsy Ross. I investigated all the books in the library, 90% of those got to be thrown away. I investigated all the people that I know, 98% of them have got to go. The other 2% are fellow butchers, just like me. Now Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy, Roosevelt, Lincoln, and a Jefferson guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American. George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. Well, I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. Couldn't imagine anything else, so now you find me at home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out nothing. Good God.
This is called Who Killed Davy Moore.
Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate, but the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, if not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too. You know it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he had to die that night. We'd just like to see a good old-fashioned fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death. We just wanted to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was wild. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead, but if he was sick, he should have said it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason for? Not me, said the gambling man with his his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down. My hand didn't touch him, none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason for? Not me, said the boxing writer. Pounds of print in his old typewriter saying boxing is here to stay. There's just as much foot in danger in a football game. Saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes, it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill. It was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? And what's the reason for? I sung the song slowly as she stood in the shadows. She stepped to the light as my silver string spun. She called with her eyes to the tune I was playing. But the song, it was long and I'd only begun. Oh, a bullet of light her face was reflecting. The fast fading words that rolled from my tongue. With a long distance look, her eyes was on fire. But the song, it was long and there was more to be sung. My eyes danced a circle across her clear outline. With her head tilted sideways, she called me again. As the tune drifted out, she breathed hard through the echo. But the song, it was long and it was far to the end. I glanced at my guitar and played it pretending that of all the eyes out there I could see none. As her thoughts pounded hard like the pierce of an arrow. But the song, it was long and it had to get done. As the tune finally folded, I laid down the guitar and looked for the girl who'd stared for so long. But her shadow was missing for all of my searching. So I picked up my guitar and began the next song.
And he gambled all his life. He's had 27 children, yet he's never had a wife. and it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're a gambling now, nobody knows. Well, he gambled in the White House and in the railroad yards. Wherever there was people, there was Willie and his cards. He had the reputation as the gamblingest man around. Wives would keep their husbands home when Willie came to town. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans, they're still talking about that card game on that Jackson Queen. I've come to win some money, gambling, Willie says. When the game finally ended up, the whole darn boat was his. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Up in the Rocky Mountains in a town called Cripple Creek, there was an all-night poker game, lasted about a week. 900 miners had laid their money down. When Willie finally left the room, he owned the whole darn town. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. But Willie had a heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers too. He wore the wings of fancy things like other gamblers wore. He spread his money far and wide to help the sick and poor. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. When you played your cards with Willie, you never really knew whether he was bluffing or whether he was true. You won a fortune from a man who folded in his chair. The man he left the diamond flush, Willie didn't even have a pair. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. It was late one evening during a poker game. A man lost all his money, said Willie was to blame. He shot poor Willie through the head, which was a tragic fate. Willie's cards fell on the floor, they were aces back to the eights. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're a gambling now, nobody knows. So all you rambling gamblers, wherever you might be, the moral of the story is very plain to see. Make your money while you can before you have to stop. For when you pull that dead man's hand, your gambling days are up. And it's ride, Willie, ride. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows.
Just heard the first half of
Will Somebody Wear.
That's too loud. That's too loud. You just heard the first half of a Dylan bootleg, Bob Dylan. I don't know which bootleg it is. There's a bunch of them, and I couldn't figure it out. So the last song we heard was Ramblin' Gamblin' Willie, which was an outtake for Freewheelin'. And then I gotta flip it, but the first song on the next side is I Was Young When I Left Home. Great song, and this was recorded in Minneapolis before he moved to New York, 1961.
Wow.
So, well before he signed his record deal with Columbia.
Way before he went electric.
Would you sign him to your record label based off this output?
These
were his originals, too, because this was like recorded in 62 and he was still performing mostly standards.
If I had a record label, I can't say that I would sign him, but I can't say that I would have a definitive sound that I was looking for. I don't think I would be a successful record owner, label owner, and I think I would probably go bankrupt or into another industry. So, but I don't think I would sign him off that, off the piano playing.
Oh, you think you'd sign him? You wouldn't sign him because he's a bad piano player and you would also be a bad record label owner?
Yeah, I think I would have better success in a different profession.
All right, we're going to get going with side two here. Let's go.
It must be good for somebody, this sir song. I know it's good for somebody. If it ain't for me, it's good for somebody. I just talked about it. I was young when I left home, but I've been out of rambling round, and I never wrote a letter to my home, to my home, Lord, to my home, and I never wrote a letter to my home. It was just the other day, I was drinking on my pay, when I met an old friend I used to know. Said, your mother's dead and gone, baby sister's all gone wrong, and your daddy needs you home right away. I had a shirt on my back, not a penny on my name, but I can't go home this way, this way. Lord, 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 and I can't go home this way. If you miss the train I'm on, count the days I'm gone. You will hear that whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, honey, baby. Lord, Lord, Lord. And you'll hear that whistle blow 100 miles. I've played on a track, mama come and whip me back on them trestles down by old Jim McKay's. When I pay the debt I owe to the commissary store, I will pawn my watch and chain and go home. Go home, Lord, Lord, Lord. I will pawn my watch and chain and go home. used to tell me more sometimes when I see them riding blinds. Gonna make me a home out in the wind, in the wind, Lord, in the wind. Make me a home out in the wind. I don't like it in the wind. Wanna go back home again, but I can't go home. This way, this way, Lord, Lord, Lord. And I can't go home this way. I was young when I left home. Thought I'd been on a rambling round, and I never wrote a letter to my home, to my home, Lord, Lord, Lord. And I never wrote a letter to my home.
Came to me where I sleep. Turn, turn, turn again, saying one of your friends is in trouble deep. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Oh, what is the trouble? Tell me once unto my ear. Turn, turn, turn again. Juliet prison in 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Oh, what is the charge of how this came to be? Turn, turn, turn again. Manslaughter in the highest of degrees. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. I sat down and wrote the best words that I could write. Turn, turn, turn again. Telling the judge I'd be there by Wednesday night. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Without a reply, I left by the moon. Turn, turn, turn again. And was in his chambers by the next afternoon. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Could you tell me the facts I said without fear? Turn, turn, turn again. That a friend of mine would get 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. A crash on the highway flew a car to a field. Turn, turn, turn again. That was four persons dead, and he was at the wheel. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. And it's maybe true that he has a sentence to serve. Turn, turn, turn again. and 99 years he just don't deserve. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. That's true, said the judge from the side of his mouth. Turn, turn, turn again. But the witness who saw left little doubt. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. But I know him as good as I know myself. Turn, turn, turn again. And he wouldn't harm me life that belonged to someone else. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Too late for his case, it is sealed. Turn, turn, turn again. This sentence is passed and it cannot be repealed. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. No criminal and his crime is none. Turn, turn, turn again. What happened to him could happen to anyone. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. At that the judge jerked forward and his face it did freeze. Turn, turn, turn again. Saying, could you kindly leave my office now, please? Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. I tilted my head and I stood up so slow. Turn, turn, turn again. Without no other choice except but far to go. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. I walked down the hallway and I heard his door slam. Turn, turn, turn again. I walked down the courthouse stairs and I did not understand. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Guitar through the night to the day. Turn, turn, turn again. And the only tune my guitar could play was, oh, the cruel rain and the wind. Carina, yeah, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, yeah, where you been so long? I've been a-worryin' about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird the that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Corina. Life don't mean a thing. Carina, yeah, what's on your mind? Carina, Carina, yeah, what's on your mind? I'm thinking about you, baby. I just can't keep from crying.
Time when your baby's not around, when the sun goes down.
John, Long John from Bowling Green.
Attention, attention. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladder into the trauma center last year alone. Do not let yourself into a project. Do it yourself in to what you can do for your country. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.com/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at the WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
He's long gone, running through the trees, running through the swamps. He's long gone, he's long gone, he's long lost John from a bowling green. Trains come around. Train number 9, but the wish you sound. Train that's a rolling them around the bend. 16 coast them ahead in the wind. Long John run to the sideboard tracks. Jump that train, never him come back. Train is coming to where he was. Salmon silly down in Arkansas. Train come around, train sounds something like this. Sound like this. John jumped that train going 30 miles. Got so tired that the pole boy fell off. Landing down in a farmer's house. Seen them lights for many miles. Then a farmer there, he would live.
There's plenty of dogs surrounding him. One light shining on top of the bin. Billy and John didn't know if he could come in. He humped up river and he told him the dogs. He had the sound of the dogs. And little bitty dog, big bad dog. Long John scared, he's running through the torn. He run as fast as the boots never born. With his long clothes on, and Long John, Long John, Long John, run to the corn. Long clothes on, long clothes on, long clothes on, long clothes on the dog. The train. Last time I heard of him, he was over in Europe.
Dug it to the graves because I'm a gangster.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
This is Charlie, and you listened